B-Pod Studios.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with pet Celtics and bays. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Gasper and Murray, no Big Jim today. He's okay. He had to go to a funeral, I believe, today. I heard him talking to the doctor from Brigham and Women's about that yesterday. And he was like, so should I go to this funeral? And the doctor's like, don't hug anybody. Don't shake anyone's hand. It's kind of tough to go to a funeral, not shake anyone's hand or hug anyone, you know?
Yeah, that's really tough.
I mean, you can't cancel a funeral. Like, there's kind of time sensitive there, but like, you know, that's a tough one to go there, and you can't hug anybody, can't shake anyone's hand. Like, it's a big part of funerals, you know?
It is. No, I mean, it's an emotional thing, and it's a physical connection, and
I'm just
consoling people, and yeah, it's tough.
They better have this thing figured out by August, because I'm supposed to get married in August, and my fiance is not going to take that news well. I obviously wouldn't either. We got a lot, you know, riding on this. It's very expensive. I don't know what the postponement, all that stuff is like, but, you know, looking ahead now... I'm not prepared for the tsunami in our house that's going to happen if things stretch into the summer here.
Well, have you looked at any of the contracts you signed?
I mean, I don't know if there was a pandemic stipulation.
What's it? A force majeure?
This feels pretty force majeure to me.
Yeah, force majeure.
Both probably butchering that, but yeah, I mean, that's yeah. If there was ever a time for this, I think we've hit it, but we'll see. There is still UFC fighting, right? We still got UFC? Empty arenas there, I think, in like Brazil or something. Someone was telling me that.
Well, Dana White, right?
Dana White said
the president told him to keep it going.
Right. And then the president declared a state of emergency.
True.
And just a few moments ago, actually, we heard the president now being tested for coronavirus. So that'll come back in a day or two. Just letting you know what's going on in the world here.
I know good for him, though. I'm glad he finally got the test, and at least it sets a positive example. You know?
Right. I would have thought they would have tested him probably like early on, you know, like exposure or not. Don't you want to know if the president's healthy? Like, don't you want to know in the midst of a pandemic if the president, like, I feel like they should be testing him every day, right?
Did you see him out there yesterday shaking hands with everybody? I had so much respect for the one person on that panel or business leader, whoever it was, that refused to shake the hand of the president in front of cameras and instead did like the elbow bump, which is what I've been doing to people. I'm like, I respect this guy. He is committed to flattening the curve, even if it means he has to kind of, you know, basically stiff the president.
Right. There's been a lot of suggestions of what to do in place of the handshake.
Yeah. What are you finding?
There's the bow. You can do the bow.
I like the bow.
You can do in the Far East there.
I like the bow.
There is the elbow bump, as you mentioned.
Elbow bump's a little awkward. I've been doing it. It's not the greatest.
I know. There's no cool
I always
way
feel
to
like
that,
I'm going to be like off balance and like just stumble into somebody, and then there'll be a lot more like, you know, germ swapping than if we just shook hands.
Also, that's a penalty on the ice, you know.
It's true.
Stick the elbow out. You can't do that.
The old chicken wing.
Right.
The old chicken wing.
Yeah, it's a bad habit to start forming. And then there's also the kid and play foot dap, you know, that thing.
So I love that back in the day, and I used to be able to do that when I was young. I used to be able to do that kid and
can
play
you do
dance.
The whole dance where they
I used to be able to
spin
do
around
it. Yeah, I used to be able to do it.
If there wasn't a pandemic right now, I would say, you know, Kristen, get the camera going and let's see if we can recreate that, but I feel like that's not enough social distance for this scenario.
But if you know like the soles of your shoes and like how dirty, like I think that's worse than shaking hands. Like I the foot thing should be immediately eliminated. That's stupid.
Even over
with
the shoes
capital, I don't care. Do you know how filthy, like, the soles are, like, your sneak? Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
No, that's stupid with a capital S. That should be eliminated immediately.
Okay, fine. So just bowing then, I guess.
I think bowing and the elbow thing, yeah.
Or how about the old, it's like sort of the opposite, like the, you know?
The nod.
Raise, the nod, the
what's
raised
up
chin,
nod.
The Manny Ramirez, like the.
Yeah, the what's up nod is cool.
Yeah.
Easy
to miss that, though.
The Joey Tribbiani, how you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, the how you doing. But it's easy to miss that if you're not looking for it. Like, you know, I could give that to somebody. They don't even see it, you know?
What about like a little salute? Is that bad? Or I guess, no, because you're touching your face, right?
True, you're touching your own face.
You're touching your own face.
You're not touching anybody else.
So you can't do the salute. I think we've narrowed it down to the bowing.
Yeah.
What about a curtsy?
You could do the salute without touching yourself.
That's true. You could do that.
It's like we're all Denver Broncos, right? Doing the Terrell Davis.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, the Sarge merchandise will go through the roof if we all have to salute.
True.
I mean, that's like made for him. I'm telling you.
Like, oh, my God.
People, it's sick to say, but people do profit from emergencies and pandemics. And, you know, Sarge, if everybody's doing the Sarge salute, that could work out well for him.
Oh, yeah.
What about curtsying? Now, the bowing you were talking about was more of a traditional bowing, I think, in Asian cultures, but what about sort of the Renaissance era bowing?
Oh, like the "it's off my cap to you,
yes,
madam," like one of those
Elizabethan bowing, or whatever you would call it. What about that?
Sure, that works. Kristen, any comment on the curtsying there? How do you feel about curtsy? I feel like that's more, you know, that's what the women will do. The men will bow, the women will curtsy.
I don't
know
if I'd want to curtsy.
No,
it's I'm telling you,
what would you rather?
It's like doing squats.
I feel like you have to wear I don't know, like when I think curtsy, like
special curtsy clothes
or a skirt, it's like you curtsy.
But it's also like there's a workout part of it.
You can't really curtsy with jeans.
It's like kind of like doing a squat, you know? You get a little workout part in there. No, she's not buying it.
Yeah.
No, she's making a face.
I don't think she likes what you're implying there either.
I got to work out over here. Every time
I meet somebody, I got to do some exercise. What are you trying to say, guys?
I wasn't implying it was just, I know traditionally it's for women, but I wasn't saying only women would curtsy. I was just saying in general, curtsying, like, I mean, we could try it.
Ooh, how about the Wakanda?
Huh? Oh, I'm down for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Someone tweeted me that.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm down for that.
I feel like, you know, I'm as a Caucasian male.
Yeah, that could be a little tough
walking around
for you.
Wakanda's kind of
that could be a little tough
cultural appropriation
but
type stuff there. I don't know.
I don't know though. I'm down for that. I like
not
the
my lane really.
I like the Wakanda. That's my favorite.
It's
one
a cool
yet.
Thing. Like it's,
it just
looks cool.
It
yeah.
looks cool, and it's like saying it's a sign of solidarity. I like that one.
What Let's about just the half Wakanda, just the one arm? You know, like Sammy Sosa used to do, right?
That's fine. But I like the full Wakanda.
Yeah, full Wakanda. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you can do it.
I can do it definitely.
I'd probably get some weird looks. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's go to Bob on the Cape. He has some theories on what we should do to greet each other. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, hey, if you actually watched the news conference yesterday, the gentleman, the executive who did the elbow bump actually shook President Trump's hand first.
Oh, did he?
After he said
he did?
Then did the elbow. Yeah, then
okay,
he did the elbow
bump. I have to be honest. So I guess, you know, I watched CNN and they showed like a sort of like montage of what had happened, and they showed everybody shaking hands, and they only showed the elbow bump from this guy, so I assumed that was all he had done.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's another example of fake news.
I guess it is. So, creative editing, yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to say is, you know, maybe we should, you know, you're talking about dirty shoes and stuff like that. Yeah. Maybe we should just have people kiss President Trump's feet, or, you know, since he's, you know, called a monarch and a king, maybe you know, they can just, instead of kissing his ring, they could just, you know, act like they're putting a kiss in their hand and throw it at him.
Yeah,
that could work. Thanks, you know, for the call, Bob, before we get a little too far down that road.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far down political. Can I just say quickly, though, you know, because I know he was being facetious.
When he said kiss President Trump's, and then I was waiting for the next word, I had no idea what that next word was going to be.
I know he was being facetious about the fake news thing, but how many people now are relying on a daily basis on, you know, quote-unquote mainstream media and fake news? Who do you think's fake news now? The mainstream media reporting the facts of a pandemic, or your government that told you not to worry about it? Who's fake news now?
Yeah. I mean,
what's fake and what's not?
It's true, and it's frustrating.
Hopefully it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
I'd like to think that it is, but you know what part of me think, and this is maybe too political for this particular thing, but I feel like all the people who are like, it's no big deal, whatever, once this comes and goes, they're going to start roaring back, those people. Like, they're going to come back and say, oh, only this many people died, and you all got so worked up, and blah, 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 blah. You weren't living your life, and I was doing this. You know, like, I just feel like right now everyone's taking this seriously, but society doesn't have that long of an attention span.
That's
you know what I mean?
Point, like, Arcan, actually. That's a
people
point.
Are going to be right back to that whole edgelord sort of, I don't need to do anything, whatever. Yeah. Like, and especially if, you know, now it seems like things are maybe getting better. I don't know if they're getting better or not. We have to wait for the next round of tests to come out and know what the numbers are before we can say definitively one way or another. But if things start trending in a good direction like they are in South Korea and China and some other places that seem to have it under, you know, more of a control, I have a feeling those people are going to just pop right back up like nothing ever happened. Like, oh, yeah, see, told you this was no big deal. And, like, that's just, the prospect of that is just so frustrating.
Well, which way are we going to go here? Hopefully we get the improvement, you know, like you've seen in places like South Korea. Or I just saw this on the internet. Spain is set to declare a national lockdown similar to Italy.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
How bad has it been in Spain?
I didn't think it was this bad, but obviously it's pretty bad if they're declaring a national lockdown or if they're on the precipice of doing so. So we'll see what happens.
Richard on Twitter says, Arcand, I work in a facility in Providence that hosts weddings. I had to call 5 brides Thursday who were booked to get married in our facility between now and the end of April and tell them the facility is closed until further notice.
Oh, no.
Let's just say
that
did not go well. I can't imagine it did.
Oh.
I cannot imagine it did. I'm glad you didn't have to call my fiance and tell her that.
Arcand, this could work out.
She would have pulled up at your house.
This could work out for you, though.
You think?
You know.
If the wedding gets canceled?
I mean,
what are you saying?
Not canceled, but, you know, postponed a little bit. You can save some dough. It's, you know.
True.
Take it from a married guy. Right now, you're a little bit like Neo in the Matrix. You might be dodging some bullets.
Maybe. Just what I wanted was to just go out in Castle Island, have the wedding out there. But
that'd be
nice. She wanted like a roof, you know, very, very high maintenance in my household. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your phone calls here in just a minute. We also would like to reset on the NFL because right now the NFL is the only game in town. And according to Mike Florio, he thinks that they're going to decide to postpone free agency tomorrow. I hope they don't. We'll discuss that with you right after this.
This is Gasper and Murray. You will listen. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Getting a lot of suggestions here on Twitter at Christian Arcand at, what's your ad? Christopher Gasper or Chris Gasper?
At C. Gasper.
At C. Gasper, that's right. I do follow you, I just didn't have it handy. You can follow us on Twitter at Christian Arcand, at C. Gasper. It's Arcand and Gasper. I'm in for Murray today. We've been, well, discussing a lot of things today. We had the whole Celtics Hour, we talked NFL, and we will get back to that in a second. But I'm getting some good suggestions here on different ways to greet each other now that shaking hands is off the table, now that fist bumps off the table. The Wakanda Forever came up. That's a good one.
I'm down for that. That's my leader in the clubhouse.
Feel a little uncomfortable doing that one myself, personally. First of all, I haven't even seen the movie.
You haven't seen it?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, man. It's
not like I didn't want to when I was making a statement or whatever. I don't go to the movies.
I got
to
be honest. Jim always teases me for having terrible taste in movies, and I don't go to the movies that often. I saw that in the theater at least twice, or was it 3 times?
Yeah.
I saw that in the theater multiple times. It was that good.
It was that good?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a good superhero movie. It was like a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
I plan on seeing it.
Just the score is great. The soundtrack's incredible.
Yeah, some good songs on that soundtrack for sure.
Definitely.
Let's see. Frogman says, do the Corona Shake or the Corona Now with the shimmy at the end? Do you know what the Corona Shake is?
I don't know. What is that?
Not sure. There's the Isaac at the Love Boat greeting, the double finger guns there.
I don't love that.
Not into that?
No.
I mean, if you have the right sort of rhythm, then it looks cool, you know? But I don't have that either. It's part of the reason I can't do the Wakanda. I can't do the Isaac from the Love Boat thing either. Finger guns, yeah, that's pretty...
I'm not down for that.
That's pretty car salesman-y, you know what I mean? Like, hey, over there. Bada-bing. I think we're basically down to just bowing.
Bowing's good.
You've ruled out the kid and play foot thing.
Yeah, no, that's gross. That's okay. So dirty. Ugh.
I mean, you're just touching shoes.
It's gross.
They say, but Trump comes out, it's like, I would like to implore everybody, don't do the kid and play thing. Do not touch your shoes together and spin in a circle. Okay. That's my Trump impression.
I think the bowing is very cool, and there's different ways of bowing. I think we established, right, sort of like Elizabethan bowing versus, you know, the traditional sort of bow of respect in Asian culture.
You so take a knee? Maybe you don't want to take a knee.
Yeah. But there's multiple options for bowing, and I like the Wakanda Forever thing, and Kristen Sermon crushed Curtseying, so that's out.
Yeah, Curtseying's out. Kristen voted that one down.
Yeah, she destroyed that.
Yeah, well, you know. I wasn't going to start Curtseying. So.
The elbow thing is still...
Thing's pretty awkward, man. Like, it's...
It's not great, but it's viable.
It's like bumping into somebody.
Yeah, but if you're coughing, you're probably going to cough into your elbow, right?
So that's a good point,
Go elbow to elbow.
You shouldn't be coughing into your elbow.
Sneezing into the... into the pit.
But if you are coughing into your elbow, you should be coughing into the crook of your elbow. And if you're bumping elbow...
Right, it's the same area.
You should sort of, like, you know, be tilting your elbow up. You want to get a little angle there. Maybe, like, a little 45-degree angle. And then bump. You know?
If you can trust yourself to only sneeze on the crook of the elbow and not get any on the outside that may be coming into contact with someone else's elbow.
My point is you shouldn't be...
My sneezes are unpredictable.
You shouldn't be sneezing into your elbow to begin with.
It's better than your hands.
That's true.
Right?
I mean,
I was taught to sneeze into your elbow instead of your hand, so that way you don't go and shake somebody's hand. I mean, this is before the pandemic started. This is when I was a kid. But that was what they always taught. If you're going to sneeze, sneeze into your elbow. That's what I always was told.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, do you just sneeze out in the open like a...
Well,
like
how about, you know, you grab
like a dog?
Well, you grab a tissue or a napkin or something.
Well, if you can, you do that, yeah.
Or you turn in a different direction. I know this. I'm going to direct all my sneezes in your direction.
Oh, thanks. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do.
It's not the social distancing I was hoping for.
But I'll do that, and then then you won't have to worry about when I elbow bump you after we do the show.
That's true. I'll have much more important, pressing things to worry about at that point, like getting sneezed on all day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah.
One league, and the only league, really, outside of, I guess, UFC, but the only of the four major sports leagues that's not concerned about sneezing or anything like that, that would be the NFL, and it's sort of unfair to say that because they are suspending a lot of things here. But they haven't suspended or pushed back their league year, which is scheduled to go on Wednesday. If you read Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk yesterday, then you saw that there was a real plea on his part to postpone free agency and to push back the start of the league year. And I know that part of this is just selfish, Gasper. Like, I understand I'm being a little selfish here. I just need some closure. I need to know what's going to happen with Tom Brady. We're on day 70 of Brady Watch. This is the 70th day.
Oh, really?
Of Tom Brady Watch.
Wow.
Yes.
So we've been doing Tom Brady Watch basically as long as those Chilean miners were trapped underground.
Kinda, yeah.
69 days.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. That's insane.
Yesterday was day 69. Nice. But that's where we are. And I mean, I don't think I can take another month of this. I don't even think I can take another week of this at this point. I need to know where he's going. And not just that, as a sports talk radio host and a sports fan, I need something.
You need
here.
Content.
I mean, yeah, like I need content to talk about, but also I just need in my life, like there's a real void in my life right now that I
void.
Just, any little bit, Matthew Slater getting signed last night filled that void a tiny bit, not a lot, but a little bit. You know, Hunter Henry getting franchised, that was like, oh, it was like Tinkerbell, you know? Like, you have to believe in her or else she dies. Like, I need sports news or else I'm going to die here. Like, this is killing me. It's brutal. And I listen, and I don't mean that literally, obviously, but like, it's, you know, for sports fans, I think there's also the matter of this. Like, we all want to go back to normal, right? Like, you want to go back to normal. You want the leagues to resume so we can watch sports and sort of go about our lives like this. I think going forward with free agency, and obviously changing some things about it, you're not going to fly around. You're not going to, you know, have the big press conferences or physicals or anything like that. But at least with that, you're sort of putting something in our heads for the future. Like, we're going to come out of this on the other side.
Yeah.
There's going to be a football season. Matthew Slater's going to be on the team, and Tom Brady's going to be on the Titans or wherever he's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen, and we're all going to come out of this on the other side, and we'll get through it together. And, you know, everybody else has to suspend right now, but some of us can keep going business as normal, and I think that's comforting for people.
I think it is, too. And we talked about this a little earlier in the show that, you know, at other times in the nation's past, in dire circumstances, people have looked to sports for distraction or comfort or just morale. And so I think it can serve all those purposes once again. And I think it's imperative for the NFL to keep it moving with its offseason. And in terms of news, what's interesting is as of now, you know, it's until 11:59 tonight, these players have to vote on the CBA. And I just want to, you know, go over something here, Arcan, that's related to this. This is something that Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, posted now on that website. I think it went up about an hour and a half ago. When what happens if the CBA vote fails?
Right.
And he's talking about it. And the idea, he says it's unlikely that the two sides would go right back to the negotiating table. He says, first, the NFL already has voted to postpone further talks if the proposed CBA coming from 10 months of negotiation isn't accepted by the players. Second, the owners won't want to even begin to try to determine the appropriate terms and conditions of an ongoing relationship with NFL labor until fully understanding the fallout of the current public health crisis that has sparked an economic crisis. The billionaires who run the sport lost tens of millions, if not more, this week. Do you think that's true?
Football?
Yeah.
Owners? What did they lose? Yeah, maybe in their other businesses, but how did the football teams get hurt?
Yeah, and that's why I brought this up. I mean, I think that's...
Closing the buildings? I think that's kind of... Tens of millions?
That's either fear-mongering... Or it's trying to put the players in a corner. He's been beating the drum for them to sign on this dotted line for the CBA for a long time. But I can see the other sports leagues that have had to cancel games. Like, they've obviously lost revenue.
Yeah.
What has the NFL lost? I don't think that's an accurate statement.
What? I mean, yeah, closing their facilities, maybe. But how much do they make just having the facilities open? That's for people to come work out. They're not, like, paying a fee or anything. No, like, I don't know. I don't know how they lost any money.
I mean, now maybe what he's saying is that they're going to lose money that, you know, in the economic downturn in terms of...
In their other businesses, sure, but...
Well, not only their other businesses, but maybe sponsors won't be willing to pay as much for
that
the NFL.
Could be, yeah.
Maybe a TV rights deal. And I can... But, you know, there's a difference between losing money you were expecting to make and losing money that you already had. So I don't really understand what he's saying here, and I don't think that's an accurate statement. And so I don't understand why he's banging the drum to push back the NFL offseason, and also banging the drum here that, like, the players have to take this deal because the league as a whole has lost millions of dollars. What have they lost?
Yeah, and why should the players necessarily even care about that? That's not their problem. You know?
I mean, I guess it's, you know, they're all allegedly partners and it's their slice of the pie, but... I just don't think, I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand that. And that's why I wanted to bring that up. I mean, I don't think the players should look at this and say, oh, the NFL is losing. The NFL is in the best position of any of these leagues. It's number one in North America. This pandemic has happened at a time of year when it's not its season, but there's still a lot of interest in the NFL. Things are still going to go on, I think, like the offseason. Do you know how many people would watch the draft if they have the draft? Like, if that's the only thing going, even if the players aren't there and it's just literally the commissioner in some conference room at 345 Park.
With the guy Skyping in and saying, here's who we take. Like, yeah, I would just watch that. Everybody would watch that.
I think the NFL's in a good position. I don't think the NFL is going to lose millions of dollars. I think that's an erroneous supposition.
Yeah. If this bleeds into, you know, mini camps and stuff like that, then maybe we can have that guy. I just don't think we're anywhere close to that. And also, Florio said this last night. He wrote this in his thing yesterday. For the teams that have closed their facilities, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to host free agents for visits or welcome them to sign contracts and conduct a celebratory press conference with the media. Owners overpay players in the first days of free agency to secure that bump in the profile. If that won't be happening, teams won't be getting the full bang of their free agency megabucks. And to that, I say, who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
like, what? Really? Like, that's the message you're trying to get out there right now?
I mean, I agree. And speaking as a reporter, it's like, okay, yeah, so you're not going to have the press conference, but people are still going to write about you sign this major free agent.
Of course.
And you know what? You can still have a teleconference.
Yeah.
So you'll still get, you know, the follow stories from player X signed with this team and this is why. And I mean, I don't know. I really don't. I have a lot of respect for him, but I don't understand where he's coming from.
I like Florio too, but I mean,
I feel like he's kind of fear mongering here.
I mean,
it might be unintentional, but just what he's sort of putting out here to me doesn't make sense.
Well, he goes in on the optics after that, and we did discuss this a little earlier. We'll pick that back up right after these quick words here. The NFL looking at the optics of the situation and wanting to take it seriously, I think, is an important thing. But we'll see how important that is and the lengths that Florio thinks they should go to make that statement right after this.
This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5 Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 is the phone number here. Gasper and Murray, Arcan in for Murray today. He's fine, don't worry. We're talking about the NFL and Mike Florio, who's been the only real prominent voice I've seen in football media that's been calling for the postponement of free agency and the postponement of the NFL league year. There's one other thing, Gasper, before we get into the optics of it, which is an argument that I think is not a super strong one either, just based on the fact that we're seeing transactions this week. We just saw Matthew Slater and Hunter Henry and a bunch of other guys get either signed or franchised or released or whatever. Deion Lewis and those guys in the Vikings, like, it's business as usual is still going on right now, and I don't see anyone getting real offended by the optics of it. So that's that. But there's also this, and this was one thing that sort of made me pause a little bit. I was thinking about this on the ride home, but what if it comes out that one of these free agents has coronavirus? You know, like, do you go on with it then? Like, do you sort of have to stop it then, right? Like, once you found out that an NBA player had coronavirus, you had to stop the NBA. Once you find out that a football player has it, and especially if it's one that's looking to get signed somewhere, isn't it sort of, don't you kind of have to stop then? Don't you have to say, all right, well, let's just wait till this is over?
I mean,
they're young and they're healthy and they'll probably be fine, but, you know.
Well, I mean, as long as the guy's not taking visits and is self-quarantined, I mean, is the agent's just going to negotiate the contract?
He's
going to be signed? I just don't see what the public health risk is of continuing NFL free agency if we make the appropriate adjustments in terms of, hey, you know, you can't go to the facility. We're not going to do the press conference. Now, again, if teams or players come back to the NFL and say, well, we feel like we can't, you know, we really can't make a decision without going. But I mean, a lot of these going to the facility things, I mean, that's not what the free agent's basing the thing on. They're basing on how much money are you going to pay me? The teams have watched a ton of tape on these guys and they've done their research and they've talked to people. It's just like the NFL draft. They're only allowed, I think it's 30 on-site visits.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do these teams draft a guy that they never had an on-site visit with? You're not allowed to on-site visit with every prospective NFL draft prospect. So I just don't see the rationale for postponing free agency at all. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only sort of thing I could think of, in just the sense that, you know, we talk about optics. And one thing that Florio sort of said in this thing last night, or yesterday in the morning, I should say, is that even though the NFL is currently in the middle of its non-playing season, there's no offseason for pro football. The league has blown in recent days the opportunity to lead from ahead, sending a loud and clear message aimed at demonstrating that the nation's most popular sports league takes the situation very seriously. With a shocking number of people still not getting it, despite the alterations to daily life, having the NFL provide a loud, clear, unequivocal statement would help. It definitely wouldn't hurt. I disagree with a couple of things there, but the main one is that a shocking number of people still don't get it. I feel like everybody gets it at this point. Like, is that still a concern, is that people don't get the danger of it? I think people are pretty, especially in the sports world, you know, are right there. We've all sort of gotten up to speed here in the last 48 hours, and I think that that's not really a concern anymore. That being said, you know, the NFL getting out ahead of it and saying, taking the lead by example and sort of shutting everything down so that everyone else will, would be more urgent, I think, if other leagues weren't doing that. But all the other leagues who are currently, you know, it's much more urgent for them because they have their players and their leagues and their fans and everybody all, you know, in these same buildings. So they had to stop. If they hadn't stopped and the NFL was like, well, we're not stopping either, then okay, I get that, Florio, but that's not what's happening here. All the other leagues have stopped. They've suspended everything. So they're taking it seriously. The NFL is taking it seriously in the sense that they're shutting down their facilities and canceling all these visits and everything,
pulling
their scouts off the road.
Correct.
But, like, you know, what else are they supposed to do?
I agree, and that's where I disagree, where you're saying they are taking it seriously because they've already made these adjustments to the, I mean, not taking it seriously. They canceled the owners' meetings. What are you talking about? I what am I missing? And then again, this thing that we talked about before with the they've lost tens of millions of dollars already. I don't know. I don't see it.
How? From where?
Yeah.
Where did the money go? Like, what did they lose it on?
I don't know.
I don't get that at all. That being said, you know, you look at it maybe not to be nefarious here.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Accuse
yeah.
them of being nefarious or whatever. Yeah. But we sort of talked about this in the beginning. Do you even care as much right now about NFL free agency? I don't think people do. I think people will be interested in it, but they're not going
to
care about it on that, you know, that visceral level that you do with your favorite teams and your favorite players. And maybe that's what the NFL and the owners are saying. Like, you know, this just doesn't have the same pop and pizzazz as it usually does. But I would caution against that, too, because, you know, maybe it won't have the same sort of pop and pizzazz, but you will have the undivided attention of the entire American sports audience. You'll have it all.
Exactly.
You know, you will have, and there's nothing else to pull our eyes away right now.
And for that reason, I'm not trying to change the discussion, but I mentioned this to you off the air. of all the sports leagues that have shut down, the one that I look at and say maybe you should have rolled the dice and been, you know, sort of dealt with whatever public backlash and just tried to take all the health and safety precautions you could but keep your league going is the XFL. Imagine if the XFL were playing right now in this sports vacuum. Do you know how much interest there would be?
Oh, definitely.
Do you know what that would mean for the league? And with the crowd, first of all, they would play in front of nobody, right? Especially with the issues in Seattle, they would have to play in front of nobody. But even if they tried to play in front of fans, with the small crowds they have in their stadiums, you could actually do social distancing. But take that out. There are no fans. There's no crowd. But if you just took the right precautions with these young, healthy guys and tried to make sure that they stayed away from the more vulnerable part of the population and did, and you kept those games going, I mean, that literally could be the difference between the XFL making it or not. And the other reason I was saying this, and I know it's not a popular opinion, the other reason I was saying this was that I'm like, well, wait a second. Vince McMahon is keeping his other business going. WWE is still going. But I guess apparently now they are going to cancel WrestleMania or postpone, I should say.
It seems like they're leaning that way. I haven't seen an official announcement yet. But I mean,
for like a long time, only a matter of time. Dana White, it was UFC and WWE were the holdouts. So I'm like, well, if you're not going to cancel or postpone WrestleMania, then you should probably keep these XFL games going.
I got bad news for your take here, Gasper.
What happened?
A player on the Seattle Dragons has tested positive for coronavirus and has been quarantined.
Oh, all right. That's so, probably why that's probably why they had to cancel.
I mean,
it.
That's kind of why you go there, isn't it? Unidentified XFL player tested positive for coronavirus. The league said the player, who is a member of the Seattle Dragons, and they're having a terrible time up in,
Seattle's
up
a real
in Washington, reported his symptoms. The team medical staff on Tuesday was placed in quarantine. He received the test as soon as possible, received the findings on Friday, less than 24 hours after the league announced it was suspending the season.
Yeah, well, you know, at that
point. Well, we didn't know that until right now.
Yeah,
so, I mean
at that point, you didn't have a choice. But I guess what my point is overall is, in this sports vacuum, if there had been any way the XFL could keep going, and I've made this point repeatedly, and I don't necessarily endorse this, but it's just the reality of human interaction. In any sort of crisis situation, there's going to be somebody who benefits financially, or at least tries to. And I think the XFL was in a unique position to try and do that and establish their league.
Yeah. All right. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We will return with five questions for Chris Gasper.
You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got five questions for Chris Gasper of the Globe. I got five questions that got nothing.
All right, Gasper, time for the five questions. I feel like I've been doing five questions with you a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right? I feel this is like my segment now.
Yeah, well, you're a vet. Yeah. You're a veteran of five questions.
I am. All right, let's get to it. By the way, I love this song.
See, unlike the Celtics, this show has a deep bench.
It's true. It's true. Get more than 5 points off the bench here on this show.
Yeah.
Let's begin with question number one here, Chris Gasper. With so much bad stuff happening right now, what's something good that happened to you this week?
Ooh, something good that happened to me? Oh, well, I'd say, you know, my sister and her new baby came home.
They're nice.
From California, and my parents are back after 3 months away, so that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good thing happened to me yesterday. Got the last six-pack of Lone Star at the liquor store.
Yeah, those are entirely comparable good things.
I think so.
Yeah.
You saw your family?
Yeah.
And I got some cheap Texas beer.
Here you go.
All right. Moving on. Most people, Gasper, would take a massive pay cut, say $10,000 less a year, if they could take their pet to work, according to a study. Would you, if you had a pet, take a pay cut to bring your pet to work?
Absolutely not. No. Give me that money.
Who are these people saying this?
This is absurd.
You would take $10,000 less to bring your dog into the office? Really? That's outrageous. I'll take your dice. I mean, I was a business owner, I would say, sure, all right, fine. I'll pay you less. Bring your dog and bring all the pets
If I were a business owner, I'd be buying pets for people. I'd be like gifting them pets so I could save money.
Just to save the $10,000.
No.
That's unbelievable. I've had dogs in my life. I love them all. I'd never give up $10,000 to see them all day.
There's no way.
You know? And also, doesn't that sort of cheapen when you come home at the end of the day and they're all excited? You won't get that anymore. You'll just be with them all day. They're not going to care when they see you after work. Like, that's the whole big deal. That's the whole reason you get a dog, because they're all happy to see you. They're going to get sick of you. You don't want that. Let's see. Question number three, Chris Gasper. Do you tip on to-go orders?
I do. I do tip on to-go orders.
How much?
It depends. I mean, it's a little bit less, but if it's a place I've been going to for a long time, I'll still tip like 20% on a to-go order.
Okay.
You know, it's like I know them, I see them when I'm getting my order, but I do tip on the to-go order.
What if it's like a real restaurant? You know what I mean? What if it's like like Bertucci's or something instead of like just a local pizza joint, you know? Like a sit-down restaurant?
I'll still tip, but it's like lower, and it's less percentage-based than more sort of like, you know, oh, I'm just going to tip like $4. Like I could tip, you know, $4 if the order's 25 or 40 at like a Bertucci's, whereas places that I go, it's going to be percentage-based, like a real tip, like based on like, you know, if I were sitting there eating.
Here's how I think of it. It's a place with a counter, right? Just like a pizza place with a count, like Halftime Pizza or something, where they don't have wait staff.
Yeah,
then I would tip on that because then the employees will get it. But if it's like, if it's a restaurant, they have waiters and waitresses, so who gets those tips? I don't even know.
I guess
like,
gets them? I never thought of it that way. I mean, a lot of times when I'm picking a to-go order, it's
Maitre d', maybe the
you're either dealing with like a hostess or some. A lot of places they'll make you go to the bar. So if I do it at the bar, I know I feel like the bartender's getting the tip.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But I don't know. I mean, you would know better than I would because you've worked in that industry. You know,
at restaurants, I feel like the host gets it.
Really?
But the host doesn't have like a ring-in thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I mean, so like one place I've gone.
You're at the bar, like I've gotten tips as a bartender for takeout orders. But I don't know if it's like a host stand and they just give it to you there. I don't know who gets it.
I mean,
I have no idea.
Like shout out a place because we go there. It's not you know, but it's like Stoked Pizza.
Okay.
In like Brookline. So I always tip on the to-go order there, and I always just assume that the hostess who went back and got my food, that she's getting the money I'm leaving as the tip.
Okay.
I hope.
Question four, Gasper. A woman went viral because she disciplined her son, making him do 10 push-ups after misbehaving at a Hobby Lobby. That's a hell of a sentence right there. Did your parents ever punish you or your siblings when you were growing up?
Yeah, definitely. My mom had a paddle, like a wooden paddle. Ooh. And so you'd get paddled. And one of my all-time favorite stories.
Like a paddle, like in Dazed and Confused paddle?
Like a
spoon.
Not quite that. Bigger than a spoon. More like a ping pong paddle.
Okay.
And it was wooden, and you'd get paddled. One of my all-time favorite stories in life in general is my sister once got paddled for hiding the... She preemptively hid the paddle because she knew she was going to do something bad, and my mom couldn't find it. And then my mom ended up finding it, and of course that was a worse paddling. Also, there was a time... You know, people always laugh at my vocabulary and stuff. There was a time I referred to my mother as a hypocrite, using it absolutely correctly, and she made me, like, write, like, an essay on, like, hypocrite or something.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, you need to go look that up and, like, write me a thing. And I was like, I did look it up. I did write this, and I used it 100% correctly.
I'd be like, just give me the paddle. Like, I've got to write an essay now?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give me the paddle, please.
Look it up and, like, write an essay on its origin and the meaning. And I was like, all this does is reaffirm that I was 100% right and that you were being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
That's like psychological punishment there.
Yeah.
And finally, Gasper, which of the four major sports will return first?
I think it's the NHL, man. It seems like they're itching to go.
They are.
And I don't think they really wanted to cancel in the first place. And I think when the sports do come back, Arcan, they're going to come back without fans. But I think one of these leagues, you know, it's a lot of times it's like, you know, when you're on the tarmac and there's bad weather in the area and they're like, oh, we're sending up a test plane to see how bad it is. You know, I've been on that test plane, but it's like, that's what's going to happen. And they're going to send out, I think the NHL is willing to be the test plane to see how bad the turbulence is.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. There we are. Five questions with Chris Gasper in the books. Stay tuned, everybody. Tim McCone and Matt McCarthy, who are diligently wiping everything down.
They're already wiping everything
all
down.
All around me right now.
Yeah, they're wiping stuff down while we're still sitting here.
Yeah.
They're wiping around us.
That's what it feels like to be Bertrand and Zolak.
Did you greet them properly? Did you Wakanda them?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Good to see you guys.
What's up?
Good to see you guys.
How you doing?
Bowing down. This is not enough social distance here, McCarthy, so let's make this crossover quick here.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
McCone has to sit all the way over there.
Right.
I'm going to sit here.
Gasper usually sits here. I told him, move over.
Yeah. Our kid made me move from my seat.
Yeah, so, it's going to be a little bit of a different setup in the studio today. We were talking about paddling. I mean, Felger likes that, as McCone has found.
Oh, yeah.
I think Felger has that same paddle, yeah.
Yeah, but he uses it for, you know.
For different
kinky
reasons,
stuff. Yeah, that's right. What do you guys got today?
I think
it's kind of a relative question, I guess. But
what do we got?
What are you going to talk about?
Nothing. What else is going on? I don't know. You know, the viruses that is ravaging the world. We'll do some real world stuff. But we'll also get into some, you know, sports angles as well. Major League Baseball, what the hell are they doing? The NFL still continuing. At least we have Brady Watch. If there's one thing coronavirus can't shut down, it's Brady Watch. So there's a lot to get
into.
Not
if Florio has anything to say about it. By the way, Channel 10, thanks to Mike and Woburn, there is a rugby game. Or a rugby match or a rugby scrum, whatever the hell you call a rugby game, is being played right now. And if one of those guys has coronavirus, then they all have it, because I just saw all of them basically making out with each other in the middle of the scrum there. So, yeah, there's one sport to watch, Channel 10. You got your rugby, and right now you got your Matt McCarthy and your Tim McCone taking you up until, what, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock? 6 o'clock, a four-hour show here on this Saturday. Stay tuned. In the meantime, we got your headlines right here. Gasper, thank you. Kristen, great job. And stay tuned. McCarthy and McCone coming up right after the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.